I couldn't be a Christian. There are too many hypocrites in the church. Have you ever heard that before? I've heard it often. My reply to that is, well, there are hypocrites everywhere. There are hypocrites where I work. There are people who pick up a paycheck every week. They don't necessarily earn it. I think it's pretty much of hypocrisy for them to receive pay for work they have not done. I'm still going to pick up my paycheck, and I think that's the way to think about that. Hypocrite comes from a Greek word that Jesus used, hypokrites, which means literally to wear a mask. It was the word for actor. There are always going to be actors within the church or within the workplace or in government or wherever you want to be. There are those people who are pretenders, who put on a face. The early church had a problem with hypocrisy. Out of the 8,000 people who received the gospel, in the very beginning, there was one couple. Let's read about it beginning in Acts chapter 4, beginning with verse 32. And the multitude of those that believed were of one heart and one soul. Neither had any of them anything of possessions which he possessed that was his own, but they had all things in common. And with great power the apostles gave witness to the resurrection of the Lord Jesus, and great grace was upon them all. Joses, who by the apostles was surnamed Barnabas, which means the son of consolation, a Levite and of the country of Cyprus, having land, sold it and brought the money and laid it at the apostles' feet. But a certain man named Ananias and Sapphira his wife sold a possession and kept back part of the price, his wife also having knowledge of it, and brought a certain part and laid it at the apostles' feet. But Peter said, Ananias, why has Satan filled your heart to lie to the Holy Spirit and to keep back part of the price of the land? While it remained, was it not your own? And after it was sold, was it not in your own power? Why have you conceived this thing in your heart? You have not lied unto men, but unto God. And Ananias, hearing these words, fell down and died. And great fear came upon all them that heard these things. And the young men arose, wound him up, and carried him out, and buried him. And it was about the space of 3 hours after, when his wife, not knowing what had happened, came in. And Peter answered unto her, Tell me whether you sold the land for so much. And she says, Yes, it was for that amount. Then Peter said unto her, How is it that you have agreed together to tempt the Spirit of the Lord? Look, the feet of those that buried your husband are at the door, and shall carry you out. Then she fell down immediately at his feet and died. And the young men came in and found her dead. And carrying her forth, buried her by her husband. And great fear came upon all the church, and upon as many as heard these things. A wise man said one time, You can fool all of the people some of the time, and some of the people all of the time, but you can't fool all of the people all of the time. And I might add to that, you cannot fool God ever. You see, God looks in at our heart, looks at the sincerity of our heart. God doesn't expect us to be perfect people. We just will never be perfect. We'll never do just everything just exactly right. But this is one thing God does expect. He expects us to be sincere. And He looks into the heart, and He can judge the intentions of the heart. Flee hypocrisy. Let's pray. Father, I pray. Look into my heart. See if there be any wicked way in me, any false way, any hypocrisy. Oh Lord, I pray that you would cleanse that from me. Help me to be genuine and sincere today with everyone I meet. Help me, oh Lord, that I might have a transparent life. Nothing to hide and everything to gain in your grace. I pray in Jesus' name. Amen.